What will your motion ask for, and also what inspired you to make, you know, to put it forward?
Well, I think the motion is going to ask the government to backtrack on all the changes they've made to 713, put it back to what it was, and find ways to even enhance it, to strengthen protection. I personally feel that the Premier and Holcomb both don't have a great understanding of what it is and how it's affecting the youth. And, of course, I have a personal connection to it where I have a grandchild who is non-binary. And I think it's proper to support this and the inclusion and protection for all the children that are out there. And that's why I think we should be doing it.
Okay. Have you heard, you know, you have a personal connection. Have you also heard from constituents a bit about, do you get a sense of what people are thinking?
I've heard from three by emails asking for a statement of some type to support the idea of reversing the changes. And I'm hoping that Megan Mitten has, when her motion comes forward, the government will have more ministers step up and support the idea, let's change that back, and then go out and get more conversation with the people, not the ones who speak what they want to hear, but the ones who were ignored, and the experts. And this government is not following that. And I think that's what Daniel Allain was talking about, that the transparency is not there. So I think they have to find a way to get back.
Now, the reasoning behind some of the changes has to do with this idea of parents' rights. So the parent has a right to know if a child is disclosing some requests at school. You mentioned you have personal experience with this. Does that message of parental rights resonate with you at all, or do you think, what are your thoughts on that line of thought there?
Well, I think that parents need to find ways to open the conversation with their children. If they're going to school and making this change, that means the communication isn't there with their parents, and whether it's resistance from the parents to accept certain things, but I think there has to be a conversation deeper with the children and the parents. I understand some of their concerns, but it may be from not truly understanding the situation. And those parents, I think, need to dig deeper into it to get a better understanding.
That's Tantramar Councillor Mike Tower speaking after Tuesday's council meeting. Tower gave notice of a motion calling on council to write a letter of support for the reinstatement of Policy 713, the Department of Education's regulation meant to protect LGBTQ+ children in the school system.